You're listening to the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. This is the Summerhill Shuffle Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Jamie. It's so good to be back with you once again. This is a monthly show that I put together to share some music that I find interesting. My hope is that you'll hear something you like and check out the artist further on your own. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I sure appreciate it. Are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there. Welcome back to Summerhill Drive. You're listening to episode 6 of the 2020 Summerhill Shuffle season. Thanks for stopping by. Last episode was quite a departure for the Summerhill Shuffle as I interviewed my good friend Jim Isaac about his band 8Ball and their new collection of songs called Seriously. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I highly encourage you to find it on iTunes or Spotify, or head over to the Summerhill Gang website and check it out. In this episode, I'm back to my familiar bag of tricks with a bit of a twist that I'll tell you about in a minute. Before I get there, I want to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Paula. The month of July is always special for us as we were married on July 4th, and this year we celebrated our 23rd anniversary. Paula, you are the love of my life, and I look forward to many more years together. I've been especially glad over these last 3.5 months to spend more time with you. Quarantining with you is the best, my love. Happy anniversary. All right, let's get down to business. In this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, I'm going to veer from my normal course a bit and introduce you to 4 songs instead of 3. You're going to hear from a cool cat Virginian who made his home in San Diego for a bit, a young artist with a jazzy voice who is taking New York by storm, an awesome trio from Nashville with some encouraging words, and a Tulsa native who is bringing us back to the early 90s. Plus, we'll go undercover to introduce you once again to an interesting take on a previously released song. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those 4 artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll go undercover. Are you ready?
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live. To exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a brand new song from an artist featured on a previous version of the Summer Hill Shuffle. He's back with some cool reggae tunes and insightful lyrics. Let's take a listen to the title track from his new album. This is Jason Mraz with Look for the Good.
Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone.
That is Jason Mraz and the title track from his new album, Look for the Good, which was released on June 19th, 2020. I love the cool reggae sound and light airiness of the tune, and it has a message that I really dig. Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. I featured Jason Mraz in a previous iteration of the Summer Hill Shuffle podcast, episode 19, which first posted in February 2012. On that show, I played the song I Won't Give Up. Jason Thomas Mraz was born in Mechanicsville, Virginia in 1977, which makes him currently 43 years old. Jason writes most of his songs and also plays guitar, among other instruments. He broke out in 2002 with his debut studio album, Waiting for My Rocket to Come, and the hit single, The Remedy, I Won't Worry. He has since released 6 additional studio albums over the years, the most recent being, of course, Look for the Good. Jason's highest charting single to date was I'm Yours, from his 2008 album called We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. After kicking around in New York and Virginia, working odd jobs and attending universities, Jason moved to San Diego in 1999. He was a roadie and also played his own gigs at Java Joe's in Ocean Beach. In 2002, he opened for fellow Java Joe's regular, Jewel, and his music career really started to take off from there. Jason's musical style has been categorized as anything from folk pop to jazz-influenced to reggae and R&B. On this latest effort, I hear a heavy influence from reggae music, and this album is just perfect for a nice, relaxing summer day. You can find Jason's music on all streaming outlets or over at his website, jasonmraz.com. Next up is an artist who has been putting out music for just a few years and most recently has been drawing crowds to small clubs in New York. This song I'm going to play for you is a couple years old, but I was just recently introduced to it. The artist is Sammy Ray, and the song is Kick It To Me, and you're listening to it right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
Have a lot of bad days. My stomach got too hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there, all on my own in a dark room. But nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Boy, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Father, make you better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, it's all better. That it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turn in, you send her home when the night comes. Let it go, send her home when the night comes. But nowadays we headed to the same place. And nowadays we're working at the same place. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. You kick it to me and I make it better for you. Kick it to me, I gonna make you better for it. Make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for me. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. And don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day.
Really good. It's so groovy right from the start with that saxophone kicking off the tune. Sammy's vocal styling certainly pulls from jazz influences. I also hear similarities to Gwen Stefani, especially some of Gwen's songs with No Doubt from back in the day. The full version of Kick It To Me is 6.5 minutes with great interplay between the horn section and background singers, so be sure to check that out. No surprise here, but my daughter Emily introduced me to the music of Sammy Ray just recently. I took one listen to her music and I was hooked. She has a fresh and compelling sound and her voice immediately drew me in. Sammy Ray was born Samantha Bowers in Derby, Connecticut in 1995. She began writing songs at age 12 while taking piano lessons. Her influences range from Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, and Freddie Mercury to Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, and Sarah Vaughan. She released her first LP in 2010 at the age of 15. Wow. At 19 years old, Sammy moved to New York to pursue music and songwriting, where she enjoyed a six-month residency at the prestigious Cotton Club Jazz Lounge in Harlem. Over her years in New York, Sammy has become part of a collection of musicians called The Friends. This rotating cast of rhythm section, horn section, background singers, and dancers has been selling out dates for the last couple of years, and Sammy Ray is showcasing her skills as a composer, arranger, lyricist, and bandleader. The Good Life EP was released in 2018 to critical acclaim and features the song Kick It to Me. Another favorite of mine and Emily's on the EP is The Feeling. Also, be sure to check out Sammy Ray's new single, Jackie Onassis, which dropped on June 5th, 2020. Next up is a trio based in Nashville that goes by the name Judah and the Lion. I'm so late on this band because they've been kicking around for a few years and putting out some great music. Their latest single blows me away, and I want to send out a special dedication to my favorite young man, my son Anthony. AJ, you are beautiful in many ways, and I want you to know that you are known and loved. Here's Judah and the Lion with Beautiful Anyway.
But I seem so critical. I wish I could convince the thoughts that you keep on believing. Well, I there you go. Feeling so broken and alone. You walk with your head held so low. Someday that you are beautiful anyway. When you look in the mirror, please try to see it clearer. How crazy and amazing you are, and then let it inside. It can't be scientific. Trust me, no, I get it, but I won't agree when you tell me you don't deserve a life. There you go. Raise your hands, take a second and breathe in, singing, I'm here for a reason. Raise your hands, take a second and breathe in, singing, hallelujah.
That great. I love how the song starts with just that banjo and then the full band comes in with a rhythm that to me recalls songs by bands with Irish roots such as Wren Collective or Dropkick Murphys. Judah and the Lion is an alternative and folk band from Nashville, Tennessee, and members of the band are Judah Akers on vocals and guitar, Brian McDonald on mandolin and vocals, and Nate Zerker on banjo and vocals. The band formed in 2011 while the members attended Belmont University in Nashville. They won Belmont's Best of the Best competition in 2012 and released their first EP, First Fruits, that same year. Their debut full-length studio album, Kids These Days, was released in 2014, and they have since released two additional albums, the latest being Pep Talks in 2019. Judah and the Lion has opened for other artists over the years, such as Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Matt Carney, Ben Rector, 21 Pilots, and Switchfoot. In fact, Switchfoot just held their annual Bro-Am a few weeks back. That beach festival has been a local tradition here in my hometown of Encinitas for the last 16 years. And each year, Switchfoot brings together bands and artists for a one-day festival at the beach, complete with food, drinks, music, and a surf competition. And it all benefits local charities. This year, of course, the festival could not be held at the beach, so it was all online. Judah Akers participated in the show and performed an acoustic version of Beautiful Anyway. It was such a great moment and an awesome rendition of the song. I love what this song is about and how encouraging it is. In an interview with American songwriter, Nate Zerker said, "This song is the most personal for me out of anything we've ever put out." Judah writes the words to all the songs, including this one. "I had a really difficult time with depression over the last few years, so this song is kind of his take on that. It's also him trying to show up for me as a brother and figuring out what it looks like to speak truth about someone he cares about when it's hard for them to hear that. My favorite lyrics are in the bridge that builds up towards the end. Raise your hands, take a second and breathe in, singing, I'm here for a reason. Raise your hands, take a second and breathe in, singing hallelujah, I'm known and loved." I know the band wants this, and I'm hopeful too. If you're listening out there and feeling down, be encouraged. Take courage and know that you are here for a reason. You can check out more about Judah and the Lion by visiting their website at judahandthelion.com. Next up is another awesome artist currently living and working in Nashville. His name is Ben Rector, and I'm really enjoying his latest single. It has a retro feel to it. See if you can place what era I'm thinking of when I hear this tune. This is It Would Be You.
If there was anyone I'd wanna spend about 100 days with, laying in the yard, staring up at stars, wondering where all the planes went, it would be you.
This is Ben Rector's first mention on the Summer Hill Shuffle. Ben is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer based in Nashville, Tennessee. He was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and attended the University of Arkansas, where he received a degree in business and marketing. Ben Rector's early work sounds to me like The Fray, especially the song Conversation, which was featured on his self-titled EP. That song won the grand prize in the pop category of the John Lennon Songwriting Contest during his freshman year in college, making him the youngest person ever to win the award in the pop category. His breakthrough song is probably Brand New, which entered the Billboard Hot 100 in 2015, peaking at number 82. Over the years, Ben has toured with Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Need to Breathe, and Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. So when I first heard It Would Be You, I thought it was Andy Grammer. Ben's voice on this song reminds me a lot of Andy. Also, the keyboards reminded me of something from the late 80s, early 90s. Maybe the theme song from Doogie Howser MD? Be the judge. It certainly has a nostalgic feel when the first chorus comes in. It looks to me like It Would Be You could be the first single off of an upcoming album, but I haven't seen an announcement about that yet. According to his website, Ben is expecting to get back on the road for the Old Friends acoustic tour with his pal Cody Fry. Dates are listed for late October and November 2020, so be sure to check Ben's website for all of the latest updates. Well, I hope you enjoyed those 4 songs from my recent playlist. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm diving back into Jason Mraz's new album, Look for the Good. You know, you could say there is a bit of a theme running through this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. I certainly strive to bring some positivity to the world. I hope it is working and that your spirit has been lifted. Let's take a listen to this wonderful song from Jason about giving thanks. This is Gratitude. Gratitude is the last song on Jason Mraz's new album, and it's a 7-minute ode to a long list of people and things that Jason is grateful for. Definitely some good reminders for me as well. We've got more groovy reggae-tinged music here. I love how this song takes me right to feelings of a backyard barbecue, complete with swimming pool fun. Plus, I love the message that is so perfect for these days. Let's have some gratitude, right? I am certainly thankful and grateful for all of the men and women out there who are putting themselves on the front lines to take care of others who are sick with this crazy coronavirus. Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up, the Summerhill Gang goes undercover. Time to introduce you to another cool band that creates some interesting covers of popular songs. This time around, I've got a cool cover from one of my favorite bands. See if you can tell what band this is and what hit song they're covering.
Happiness coming and going. watch you look at me, watch my fever grow, and I know just where I am. How many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. Well, I'm a lucky man with fire. I'm standing naked, smiling to feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my fever grow, and I know just who I am. How many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn?
Did you guess the band covering that song? That is one of my all-time favorite bands, Switchfoot, with a pretty faithful cover of a hit song from 1997. Did you guess the song? That should have been pretty easy, as it's sung in the chorus. The name of the song is Lucky Man, and the original band is The Verve. Here's a taste of the original.
Something in my own place. I'm steady, naked, smiling. I feel no disgrace with who I am.
The Verve was pretty well known in the late 90s. They were an English alternative rock band, and their biggest hit was Bittersweet Symphony, an earworm if ever there was one. The cover of Lucky Man by Switchfoot can be found on their brand new Covers EP, which was released on May 17th, 2020. Along with this song, you can find covers of Frank Ocean, Vampire Weekend, and Harry Styles. Be sure to check out the video for Lucky Man over at the Summerhill Gang website, which has some cool surf footage. Well, mission accomplished. Switchfoot's cover of The Verve is now in your sights. If you have a great cover band or a great cover of a song that you want me to check out, just let me know. It could be featured on a future podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode in early August. Until next time.
Summerhill Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening!